Welcome to episode 313 of the 8-Bit Geek. First time caller, long time listener here. If you're like me, this is your first time listening and your first time calling. Let me fill you in on what listening to an episode of 8-Bit Geek is like. It's like going to Disneyland at the end of spring break. Sure. You're told it's peak season. It'll be fine till you get there. You know, your morning's great. Get in, get on every ride that you want to. You know, you wait no longer than 10 minutes. Then it's lunch, and all hell is broken loose. Everyone in a 3-state radius is now in the park. It's hot. The lines are long. And by 3, you just want to go home. I'm Jeremy, and I made that mistake going to Disneyland on the last week of spring break. With me are two men who try to sneak a peek at what Mickey Mouse is packing under those pants.
Hey, Mickey, show me your Keyblade.
I was thinking more like Ricky the Rat always shows us what he's got working in those pants, whether we want to see it or not.
Yeah, I was going to say, we don't ask for that at all.
So I was just curious how a mouse compares to a rat.
Oh, boy. I'd love to tell you, Doug.
Nope.
My dick game is strong.
I confirm, no, it's not.
Whoa.
How would you know? You well, look like
I literally just said, we've seen what you're working with in your pants, whether we want to see it or not. You always walking around without your trousers on.
Well, that's my jokester pants.
It's so vain, he says, Kev.
it's my big vein. That's where all the blood rushes to.
God damn it, that laugh. Every time.
Oh, shit. Hey, so a couple of years ago, Ed and I went to Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And we went around the same time of the year. It was for after Star Wars Celebration. We went on a Monday, and it was like the last week of spring break,
mm-hmm.
like that Monday. Or maybe spring break. It was right at that tail end. It was like, you're like, it's a Monday. Mm-hmm. Go to fucking work.
Right.
And it seemed to be mostly adults and not, I don't remember there being like a whole lot of kids. You know what I mean?
Who are you? This was different, man. Like I've gone there like 5 times now, and mm-hmm. it was never, you know, we've always chose our dates wisely, and sure, it's busy, but it's not like overly crowded. This shit was like overly crowded. All the rides were like over an hour wait and everything. I mean, we did fast passes for everything, so we got on everything we wanted to in the morning. And I tried out a new ride that got remade, you know, in the last time that I was there. Mm-hmm. From the last time I was there, they took the Haunted Mansion and they converted it into the Marvel, or not Haunted Mansion, it's the drop one, the Hollywood.
The Tower of Terror,
that's it.
Oh, I remember that, yeah, okay.
Well, they converted it into the Guardians of the Galaxy. And it was so much fun. Like, you get in there and you follow this storyline of, you know, of what's going on. The Collector has captured the Guardians and all of them come back to do their characters. And, Rocket Raccoon is following you from room to room. And then you get in there and the Jackson 5 comes on. And nice. It plays through the entire ride, and it's so much fun to like watch everything that's going on the screens when you're going up and down in between, and then that music just puts you in such a happy mood. Oh, I loved it, and it was much longer than the Tower of Terror. Like, they just kept dropping you and bringing you up and dropping you. Ashley almost threw up. But...
Oh, no.
Meh.
No, okay, I maybe... So you said there it was their likeness. Is it just their voice, or was this all live action?
Live action.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's, it was all live action. I'm sure you can find it online, you know, the, all yeah. the stuff. But it was absolutely a blast. Epic in the chat says, "You've gone to Disney 5 times with fast passes, you poor bastard." The fast passes are free at Disneyland. And also, when we go out to California, Ashley's parents live out there. So it's free room and board. So we just buy tickets. So get off my dick.
How are the fast passes free? Okay, thank you.
At Disney World, they charge you for fast pass, right? You get this wristband. At Disney, fast passes are included in your ticket. So you go on the app and you get 2 per hour. Or two rides, and you can't have more than that. And so when you're done with one ride, you can sign up for fast pass for the next ride. That's just the way they do it.
So it's more limited than the World one. Okay. Because that makes me wonder. It's like, why isn't everyone in the fast pass line?
Well, because fast passes also dictate a time period of when you can go. When you sign up for it's an hour window. If those fast passes are taken for the complete hour, then it moves you to the next hour. And sometimes, like, when it was lunchtime, if you looked at the most popular rides, like, say, Cars Land has that, racetrack one. Mm-hmm. It was... At lunchtime, you could get a fast pass, but it wasn't until 5 p.m. And it pushes it out even further. So then you have to make your decisions. And so... Yeah.
When we were at Universal, we did the Fallon, the Escape from New York, or whatever the fuck that ride was called. It was the Jimmy Fallon ride thing.
Jimmy Fallon, break character every chance you get ride?
Yeah, pretty much. It was funny. It was a lot of fun. But that was similar. And that, like, when we got there, we had to go up and, like, choose what time we were going to ride that ride. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, 20-minute increments throughout the day. And we got there at, like, 10 a.m., and I think we didn't get to do it until 4 or something like that, because it was booked, like, throughout the day. So at that point, we're like, cool, let's go see Harry Potter World. We walked around and did that for a while, and then went and had lunch at the Three Broomsticks, and then finally we're like, Cool. It's about 4. Let's get over there. Yeah. It was cool because, like, you have this ticket thing that potentially for this anyways. And yeah, it's like you walk in and it was like being in 30 Rock.
That's the interesting thing about that. I know we talked about it when you actually went, but just to reiterate, Universal is doing a fantastic job with line management, and they're revolutionizing the actual queue line. Because instead of putting you in a line to wait an hour to get onto it, they put you in rooms that are, like, interactive, and you can walk around and kind of chill and look at stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. I mean, yeah. Yeah. Like, literally, you walk in and you go up some stairs or whatever. And because we had gone to Fallon back in 2014. So, like, we went to 30 Rock. You know, we did all that stuff. So it was like, oh, shit, I'm doing this again. Like, this feels familiar. It was like going to, like, his show. And, like, there's a part where literally you're in this room and it's like it's a waiting room. And when you go in, because, again, you get, like, that 20-minute time period or whatever, and they have, like, 4 colors, essentially. And so it's like, all right, red group, you're going in. All right, blue group, you're going in. All right, green group. And it seems like there's, like, maybe two rides or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. 2 rooms. Because it's one of those you sit and the giant screen and the chairs move and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. But so you're in this room and it's like a Tonight Show Hall of Fame stuff. They have stuff from Johnny Carson, Conan, Leno, Fallon, like, you know, stuff from, like, either their set, their jackets, their, you know, stuff, just random stuff from all of the hosts and stuff. And you can walk around and they have clips playing from all of them. It was really fucking cool.
Mm-hmm. So they did a huge article on that ride and what Universal's doing to make it life better when you're standing in line doing nothing. But
in these waiting rooms with their seats too.
Oh yeah, you could sit down. There was also, like, tables with, like, iPads, so you could actually play. Like, Fallon has one of those, like, an iPad game or an iPod game, or I forget, or iPod iPhone game or some shit. Like, there's, like, games that you could play too. Like, there was stuff to do, like, while you're sitting there waiting for them to call your color group. Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty fantastic. And Disney's trying to do the same thing when you see the Star Wars Land open. Like, everybody, you know, they're trying to fix the queues, and, you know,
yeah,
I think fast pass
4 hours in like the sun, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think the Fast Pass does a really good job of doing that, because you just come back and you're in line for maybe 10 minutes and that's it. And so we, that's the way we did it. Like, and then we did like single rider on stuff too, because you can jump on stuff really quickly doing single rider, because we're like, fuck it, we've already done this. But when I did,
I don't have to ride with you.
Yeah. When I did Universal last time, we upgraded our tickets to the VIP tickets because it was like an extra $30 per ticket. And it gives you front of the line for each ride. And so you just walk up and you're like, all right, bye. And like it was really great when we did that, because we did the studio tour. And the studio tour is probably the thing that is the longest wait at Universal. It literally, you could be waiting an hour and a half to get on the Universal or to do the studio tour. Mm-hmm. That I did the, I was like, all right, let's use our passes here, and jumped right into the front of the line, was on in like 2 minutes. I was like, cool.
Awesome.
So worth it. So yeah. There are ways, if you don't like lines, there's definitely ways to use the system to your advantage. It may cost you a couple bucks, but yeah. But I actually went out to California for Ashley's father. He got inducted into the Hall of Fame. What was it called? Trailblazers Hall of Fame. And it's a pretty significant deal. There was a banquet and everything like that. And if you guys don't know, my wife's father is one of the early motocross racers. And so he got inducted into the Supercross Hall of Fame last year, and then he got inducted into this year. And so he's a kind of a big deal out there. Mm-hmm. And I did not know. I've always known him as Ashley's dad. I knew he was a racer and stuff, but man, to see how big of a kind of celeb he is in that world. That was different. That was definitely different to see. So it was pretty cool. I saw that happen. But then I got to meet somebody called Debbie Evans, and I guess he's like best friends with her dad or some shit. Cause
that's awesome.
I don't know, man. I sent you guys a link. She is a legendary stunt performer in Hollywood. She's been on everything. She's been on multiple Fast and Furious movies. She's been on the Bad Boy series, Spider-Man. She's done comedies like old school. She's been in Fight Club. She did work on The Matrix, Terminator. She's been in Halloween, the Halloween movies. She's been Ghostbusters, Critters,
what?
Deep Impact. I mean, it's nuts. Like, her list of films that she's been in, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Herbie. She was the stunt driver for Herbie.
Wait, the original or the remake?
The Fully Loaded. So the remake.
So the remake.
Yeah.
So pretty much every TV show ever, I'm looking right now.
That's awesome.
All the NCIS.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Out of the Shadows.
Oh, I love that movie. Wait, mm-hmm. Was that the second one? I like the second one, whatever
yeah,
that
was.
Yeah,
the second one, yeah.
Okay, with, good. That was the good one. Queen.
Yeah. I haven't seen that one yet.
She did. Ooh, she
Winter
did.
Soldier.
Yeah, she was in the Winter Soldier. She was the body double for Linda Hamilton.
Wait, in which Terminator? One, two?
Two.
Two? Nice. That's the fucking, man, that's rad.
Yeah. So we got, and she was like, she was also in Friday the 13th, The New Beginning. She did work in that. I mean, any big movie, like, it looks like she's been a part of it.
Oh, hey, there is a movie called Taxi.
Knew it.
Refer to the pre-show for you Patreon listeners, or non-Patreon.
Yeah. It's starring Queen Latifah and Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I saw that film.
He was the bad cop, and she was the taxi driver.
Yeah, well, also starring Debbie Evans. The stunt driver. That movie has a 27 on Metacritic, so not good.
Not good at all. So she, she was pretty dope. She's the most down to earth person. She did not talk about herself. She was all about you know, Ashley was like, hey, I can't believe I finally get to meet you. My dad talks to you all the time. She's like, oh, that's great. Yeah, he talks about you guys, and I'm glad to finally meet his family, blah, 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 and shook hands, had hugs, took pictures, like, and then she even, like, Ashley posted a photo of her on Facebook, and then she responded on Facebook as well. I was like, good. I was like, wow, you guys are best friends now.
Nice. So did you give her an Apex Geek sticker?
Yeah, did you talk about the podcast at all?
Yeah, I posted, I put stickers on everybody's meal, every plate. It was just like, bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, they had all these motorcycles lined up, all these bikes and stuff, for people to look at. I just went and slapped them on every single one.
All these classics from the 60s that are worth a lot of money. I just went, boop, 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 all boop, gas boop, tanks. Listen, this was not the crowd that you would want to bring up anything with millennial talk or anything. Oh my goodness. There was one of the guys who got inducted. His speech involved build the wall chant. Yeah. Whole bunch of old people just screaming yay.
Stupid. They know that the wall isn't being built in Southern California, right?
Listen, man, I don't,
like, they know that, like, the majority of the United States that's bordering,
it's gonna be like
New Mexico isn't getting a wall, right? It's just they're really focused on Texas, like they, like San Diego and all that shit. Like, that's not getting, they know that, right?
I thought that California was really progressive in their thoughts, but then I realized that is for people under 50. People over 50 are still not there yet.
Wait, are you in? Were you in Northern or Southern California?
Southern.
Oh, because I heard Northern California was the part where it gets a little risque.
That's where San Francisco is, man.
Yeah, that's San Fran.
Oh, okay. Well, then Southern California? That's
probably weird. Like Central. It's probably in between L.A. and San Francisco. Is probably. Oh,
there's a couple small towns.
Yeah, that's where all the farming is in between.
I've never been to California, man. I mean, I've never been outside of the airports in California. I hope to one day go.
So, yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right.
It's a good place. Listen,
it's all right.
The coast is amazing.
Wolfgang, you live in California. Why don't you tell us what California's like?
Every day, a new pop punk band wakes you up.
San Diego's in the garage.
Yeah, they come into your room to wake you up.
But there's a skate park every two blocks.
I just
feel like it's a Thrasher video, which is waiting to happen.
I love the coast. I love the idea of the culture out there. It's fucking amazing. They can keep everything else. It looks like LA. Just looks like it essentially looks like God decided that LA was a trash can, and whenever he's done with anything, he just throws his trash there, and it just falls on the city, covers it. And even takes his bathroom breaks there. It's just a dirty city, and everything's old. So when you go to the smaller towns within LA, the counties and stuff, it's not a pretty city until you get to certain parts of it. You know.
Let's see. Okay. You were trying to figure out where exactly you. Oh man, I was watching to see where did you go. This was some Carson. You said it posted something about Carson.
So the event was in Carson, but I was actually about an hour and a half out. They live in the desert.
Yeah, I was seeing a lot of photos of mountains, the desert and shit. So I thought, mm-hmm, I was thinking Carson was farther, mm-mm, away than it actually.
No,
is.
It's Carson is right into go. It's, mm-hmm, right next to. Is right in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking.
They literally have a track that goes out of their backyard up into the mountains, and they take their bikes and go riding.
So can you just give me their address so I can just look this up? They're fine with that, right? You're just giving up their address.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All the Supercross fans that listen to the show, mm-mm, can show up on his doorstep.
You know what, though? Hey, to thank Debbie for all this stuff she's done, send her
Evans?
A Bluetooth speaker.
Debbie Evans?
Debbie Evans. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and send her a Bluetooth speaker. From us.
All right.
With another sticker.
Done. So, if I hope you like that intro. everybody. And if you like that, if you like what you heard, you're more than welcome to subscribe to us on Audio Boom. Audio Boom is a fantastic little, you know, host site. You can host your own podcast there. And if you don't want to listen to Audio Boom because you're just like, I don't give a fuck what an audio or a boom is, then you can follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. We're also on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. Of course, every Monday night we record live right here on Twitch. Jump in the chat, talk to us, have some fun. And if you can't make it to a live show and still want to connect with us, then you could do so over at Discord. Discord is a wonderful, wonderful community that we established 2 years ago. And it's grown into something fun. We do community events. We do get-togethers, random chats. Kevin is hosting. He hosts a book club every once in a while there. And it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. That book club. So.
We got to get that started again. You guys, did you guys know I got this puppy recently? And it's just been keeping me up so much.
Here we go
again
with the fucking puppy.
We also have other shows on the network. There's 8-Bit Saga, Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, and Brainberry Tarts. You can listen to those. You'll really enjoy any of them and all of them. Divas is talking WrestleMania, I hope. Mm-hmm. It was 7 hours. They're going to somehow cover it in 10 minutes.
7.5 hours, please.
And
then we're going to include NXT and like all the weekend event. It's going to suck trying to cover everything. But yeah, I mean, I'm exhausted from that weekend. It was awesome.
And then Saga just dropped their last, I was going to say album.
Saga jacking the mixtapes.
Mm-hmm. And so you can listen to Saga. They've got, it's a wild, wild ride. People are loving that. And then, of course, Brainberry Tarts. I'm not sure what they do anymore.
Oh my god, on this week's Saga episode, I was like, you know, if you want to talk about listening to wrestling, we've got Divas Drop Kicks and Dives with WrestleMania coming up. They're covering that, plus they also do a lot of indie shows. And Brainberry Tarts,
recently relaunched their show. But Debbie still has not submitted to me what they do, like a new blurb for the website, like any topic, like an official summary. I don't got it, but go give it a chance, okay? I'm sure it's great.
It's a variety.
Yeah,
I figure they still do kind of like. I assumed it was the same thing, where it's just nerdy news and stuff
and advice.
Yeah, from a female's perspective,
mm-hmm.
instead of, you know, just listening to three white dudes talk about nerdy shit like every other podcast.
Excuse me. Don't put me in that category. Okay, I'm not just white. I'm more than that. I'm white and
you're
I'm
pink?
Fat.
Sorry. All right, it's three fat white dudes talking about.
Thank
That's
you.
Accurate.
I just want representation.
Three bearded fat white dudes.
2.7.
Two and a half bearded fat white dudes.
two bearded and one sometimes bearded fat dudes.
That's too many syllables. We've already lost the audience by then.
Nope. They also have some newer things that they're doing with their show called they do like appetizers. Because I think their show is bi-weekly now, so it's every other week, and then on the weeks off they're doing these little short episodes, which are called appetizers, and they talk about like one specific thing. So like they did a Captain Marvel review. They have one where they talk about their cosplays that they're working on and things like that. So go check that out. Yeah. Brainberry Tarts.
Okay.
Let's see. We've got some Patreon information for you. If you want, you can still go back and listen to some free episodes that we posted last week. See what that's all about. But Patreon is a place where we give you a whole bunch of free you pay for it. You can pay a monthly fee. We'll give you some content in return, and not just some, a lot. We do a daily show called The Diner over there. You get extended episodes of all the shows, mostly Saga and 8-Bit Geek. And then you get a comic book series is up there as well. Mm-hmm. We've got Kevin getting his clothes taken off by himself.
That doesn't sound right.
Oh my god, that's the next photo series that this is gonna get kinky. It's gonna be your wife taking your clothes off. They're gonna start you in 12 layers. That's like that.
That
episode
sounds
of Friends.
Literally hot.
Yeah, it's like it's like that episode of Friends where Chandler puts on all Chandler's clothes. It's gonna start like that. And then we're gonna get down to those boxers.
There we go. 8-bit geek. We're always making Friends references.
120 picture set as it takes that long to get through all the clothes.
Damn. One button at a time.
It is a 28 minute video.
So you can sign up there. We'll give you some great stuff for as little as $5 a month. So put that fucking hamburger down. Don't order it. If you're in line right now at McDonald's or
put it down. Give it back. Get
give
your
it
money back.
Give it Ask back. For a fucking refund and then give it to us.
You ate 3/4 of it, sir.
I don't care.
The podcast told me.
I need the money for 8-bit geek. And
tell them that you got a stomach worm from it.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel it in my gut.
And all and the only thing that can solve it is the 8-bit geek. That's we're gonna heal you. 8-bit geek, we heal your diseases.
Asterisk.
Yeah, claims not true.
Claim is not true.
Do not look back. We cannot back this up. This has not been approved by the FDA.
But it has been approved from the FDA.
Fat Dick Association.
I was waiting on you guys. I don't know. Doug, Kev? Yeah.
That sounds like something from the 90s. Fat Dick Administration? That's the only thing it can stand for.
Farts, I mean, don't ask.
Fools dig ass.
Around?
Yeah.
Dig around. God damn it. This is what happens when our inside jokes spill out into the stream.
All right, let's get into misconnections. Every week we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them in any way, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-bit geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
I got two phones, one for the hood and one for the drones.
What?
I got two phones, one for the bricks and one for the nose.
Nokia?
You know, you ever heard that song?
No.
Anyways, this week we've got nobody donated last week, so we get to bring in our original voices this week, which people have been dying for. So let's hit it and don't quit it. Doug, bring in your best friend. Here he is.
What's up, fellas?
Hey,
what's up, Sean?
It's so good to be back.
How are you?
Yeah, dude.
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, give us an update. How's the love life?
Love life is it's you know, hit or miss.
Okay.
Still having to, you know, I get some hits and I have to go over to Misconnections to try and get back with it because they don't return my phone calls. So, you know, it's what it is.
All right. That's fair.
Yeah. In fact, this one is titled, Do You Want to Watch?
Oh, all right. What you got?
Just curious if there is anyone out there that would like to watch me play with myself.
No.
It's so hot to rub and play with myself while someone is watching. It's been a while since this happened. No strings attached. Won't expect anything in return. Just simply, I come over, pull it out, and play while you watch.
That's pretty straightforward.
Laid back white guy here, 40, clean, and good looking. Hope to hear from someone. Smiley face. You know, and so it's really interesting. I've gotten a couple response for this. People respond and stuff. They want me to, you know, they, I probably should have put that I meant, like, I will play on my Nintendo Switch. I just want to play, you know, some Nintendo Switch. I just want to play with myself. Some single player games.
What are you rubbing?
The nub?
Yeah, the little joystick.
I mean, you just made it really sexual, that's all.
What did you mean by no strings attached, then?
Just because they're wireless controllers.
God damn it.
Also, are you just talking about the clean and good-looking Switch that you have?
Yeah.
All right.
No, we know I'm not clean.
Yeah, you dirty motherfucker.
We've seen the medical records.
So anyways, I've just gotten a lot of dick pics. I mean, you know, take what you can get.
Yeah, of course. Why not? We all get those. Hello.
Oh, shit.
Olga.
Hello.
Olga.
Olga in building.
Oh, shit. What up, Olga? Long time no see.
I take you to Pound Town, you buttery, footery man.
Oh, no.
Your head look like penis. I insert it into my vagina.
Oh, god damn
you it. Get lost in there and walk around like forest. Rainforest dripping down on head. You need rescue team to come in and find you. I build amusement park. You hang out and wait for me. I get very horny, and then I call on you and pull you out. Hello, Kevin.
What about the rescue workers?
That is Doug. That is two for one-er.
Oh, no!
And what?
He get lost inside, too. Then I pull him out same time. Double pleasure. Anyway. Hello. Doug.
Hi.
And Kevin. He'll tell Cuddler. And I am looking for a lady to come into my hotel room for some cuddling. No sex. But I would prefer to be nude. Order in underwear. I will be there from upcoming Friday to Tuesday. Please reply with age and G-rated photo. Depending on travel time, compensation is possible. That is all. I like to cuddle with women, but I like to fuck brains out of men.
Wow. I got nothing.
Do me a favor. Show me neck. Lift beards. Let me see neck.
No.
I want to see naked neck. Lift them.
Turn and look at Jer.
Cosplay is not consent.
I put peanut butter under a neckline, then I eat off.
What?
The Russian tradition in my family.
I hate it.
Russian fans, please let us know, is that tradition?
Okay, I've got to go. Love you. Bye-bye.
Hashtag naked neck.
Carl, let us know. I know he's not Russian. Or is he? Or isn't he? I don't know.
What's going on, fellas?
Matt, you just said, whoa, what did I just walk into?
Yeah, you walk into a potty.
Miss Connections. What's up, Velvet? Olga.
Yeah, no, I saw Olga earlier. You know, we caught up.
Yes, we did. Oh. I take him, oil him like wrestler. And then I put
we met in the brawl arena.
This is correct. And then I put him in between butt cheeks and I squeeze hard.
That's why I haven't been on 8-Bit Brawl in a little while. I need help.
Velvet gets name because his body feel like little soft velvet you put on body. It's very nice.
Just the way you like it.
I cannot wait until this is done so I can take you and jackhammer you.
Oh, I told you, I'm not really into pegging, but I mean, it's not my thing. I gotta go. I gotta finish this real quick, though. Wait for me out the window over there. So this one's some oral attention. This is male for women. This is Summerlin. Everyone knows where Summerlin is. Summerlin over there. Now I'm trying this again. I'm looking for the one clean woman. There's only one left. And I need it. I'm looking for the one clean woman to orally satisfy on a regular basis. If you like to be licked, God damn it, and eaten, just in right, whatever, just right in whatever position you like, send me a message. I'm very sane. I'm not very clean either. I don't know who's writing these for me and Sean. You just got to have that insatiable craving. I make a great living. I mean, I live in Summerlin. Y'all know where it's at. Now, if interested, respond with a picture or no reply.
What?
Respond with a picture or no reply. I'm available most evenings and all day on weekends. You know, because I'm a very sane, very clean man. And very successful, too. So come holler at your boy in Summerlin.
Epic just called you out. He said, don't break character, Kevin Fallon.
Yeah.
Right.
It's tough to do when you don't know what you're reading ahead of time.
Ah, you just embrace it.
Summerlin, Nevada.
Hey, you know what we just had, guys? Conversations.
Nice.
Not even written down this time. I did it on my own.
On your own terms. All right, so top box office. Let's talk it out. Let's hash out the details. Shazam has broken DC's fucking internal expectations and making $53 million this week in its first week.
Good.
And so they are fast tracking a sequel because the kids are going to get older real quick, and mm-hmm. so they already said it's in that they've already hired back. Director, writer, like they're looking to get it going real quick because they don't nice. Want everybody to grow up before they can get three movies out, I'm sure. Pet Cemetery also came out, and that made $25 million, so that did did pretty good, but not probably as well as they hoped, right?
But yeah. I'd say that's better than I thought they would do, to be honest.
Especially, really? Because like, horror films,
seen publicity on it.
Horror films are doing really, really well lately. But its budget. Oh, shit. It made back its budget already.
And its budget was $21 million. So it's already.
I was looking for that right now. Yep. Yeah. So there you go. Yeah, because horror movies are cheap as fuck to make. That's why. Mm-hmm. So I knew at least $25 million would at least clear their budget. But yeah, good on them. And that's in the first week. Mm-hmm. I just didn't see enough about this movie to think that it would do that well.
They said it was really scary. Like, it's genuinely scary.
Good.
Ooh, the Metascore, though. Yikes.
Yeah, I've seen mixed reviews. I've seen some people that are like, oh, it's actually pretty good. And then some people are like, oh, they changed too much of the book. Yeah, it's got a 6.3 right now over on IMDb. 58 on Metascore. Oof. Oof. I'll still see it. I'll still see it.
I'll wait till it shows up on somebody's Plex.
Yeah. So that's what I meant.
So, Avengers, guys. I don't know if you've heard of this film called Avengers Endgame.
No, what's that?
It's a movie about people with superhero abilities, and they are trying to save the world or galaxy or all
seen,
that shit.
Been there, done that.
Oh well,
you ever heard of a movie called Justice League?
That hurt.
Ooh,
that cut right to the core.
It cut deep.
Cut deep. Well, the Endgame has broken pre-sale ticket records left and right within 6 hours of going on sale.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. That is insane. Their previous record holder was The Force Awakens in 2015, and it beat it in 6 hours.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, I think
all my friends were posting. They said they couldn't even. It took them like hours to even get their tickets.
Yeah,
like they were just stuck in a queue.
Yep, Ed was in a queue on Fandango and like through AMC. Both of like their websites were down, and or he was in like a queue on Fandango for like an hour and a half, some shit like
That's
that.
Crazy.
He eventually just drove to the theater and got tickets.
Mm. Yeah,
that's what you have to do sometimes.
Yeah, and he said he got decent tickets. Like, it was just, because you're sitting in a queue, not necessarily sitting in a queue for your theater. You're just in a queue just to buy fucking tickets. So yeah. He was like, well, fuck waiting. Like, I'm just going to go get. So he just drove up and got them. So,
man.
And I got mine. I couldn't get them for Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Actually, no, I think I got them for Saturday night. But I had to go to like a secondary theater. Didn't get to go to the one I wanted, but. Oh. It's all right. I'll still get to see it on the opening weekend. And then I'll see it again at Alamo because they're going to be opening right as Endgame comes out.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm going to go. I think there's a Thursday 11 p.m. show. I still haven't bought tickets, but the theater across the street from me never really sells out. So just going to go buy my ticket probably when I get paid this week. And yeah, it'll be like an 11 p.m. show or something. I could wait, you know.
Yeah, ours is a 10:15 or something like that. Because the early showing, normally they have one like 7, but because this movie's 3 hours long, the first showing is at 6. So I can't do 6, so mm-hmm. one of the 10.
Yeah. I'm not even going to be low-key about it. I'm breaking tissues.
Oh, yeah. And this one is the longest running Marvel film, 3 hours and 2 minutes. So bring a cup to pee in, Kev.
Oh, yeah, I do that. I do that anyway. It's like a 90 minute movie. I'm like 15 minutes in. Oh, gotta go.
Well, here's one for you. I want to challenge you with. You can AMC is actually running a marathon, a Marvel movie marathon. It's going to show all 22 films and will run 59 hours.
That theater is going to smell so bad.
Yeah, and what sucks is, like, it's going to smell bad for, like, months afterwards.
Yeah, because you know they don't clean that shit.
Yeah.
That's going to go into the rug.
They're going to need professional
cleaners. Unless it's one of those, like, we know we're getting new seats the next weekend, or sometime the next week, so, yeah, fuck it.
You know this is going to sell out, too. Like, people are going to do it because it's just, like, one of those things in history where you can talk about it, be like, I went to that. Obviously, you can sleep through a few of these movies, like Thor.
I think you get like a badge or something like that. Yeah, you can sleep through them like Thor, Thor 2, mm-hmm. Iron Man 2.
Mm-hmm. Now, are they? What's order are they showing them? They need to show them in chronological.
Yeah, they're doing Iron Man, Incredible Hulk, no, Iron Man 2, Thor. Yeah, that's the official chronological mm-hmm. order.
Yeah, we did that when Debbie and I watched.
It can't be the chronological order as... Captain America First Avenger takes place in the 40s. I'm talking about like chronological in like time universe.
Why you gotta fucking weird up?
No, because you watch them in the order in which the events take place. That way when you get to something like Civil War, but then like, you know, you have that weird time jump between like cause it goes Civil War and then Black Panther, because Black Panther takes place literally right after Civil War, even though there's like another movie out in between.
No, it goes Thor Ragnarok, then Black Panther. That's how they're doing it.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys are on two different time. Never mind.
No, like kind of like in the way in which the world works, a normal
time. No, I get you.
I'm just telling you what AMC is, what order AMC is showing it in, Kev.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not pulling this out and arguing with him that his timeline's wrong. I'm telling him what AMC is showing it in.
Yeah, and I'm saying what they need to do is they should have brought it. So
we're not arguing, Kev.
Yeah,
it would help if you actually looked at the notes and you could see what we're referencing.
I'm looking right at it. I'm looking right here.
Uh huh.
Booting up Star Wars.
Let me just close down Star Wars real quick.
Once again, tune into the pre-show to hear more.
Well, if you have an Android TV, guess what? Google, the company that relies on ads, is now serving you ads.
Yeah, dog, we heard you like ads.
Unwanted ads. Yay. That's always fun, right? So I guess they're doing a pilot program. It's popping up on Android TVs. And I don't know. It's includes ads that you can't remove. Contents, it's a new sponsored content bar, and it shows up. You can see it in the render that they have mm-hmm. above, but yep, it's just like, here you go, here's stuff that we are acting like we're advertising to you for fun, but really people are giving us money.
Oh yeah, I mean, PlayStation has this right now with their menus, too. Now, when you go into their media menu, they'll have stuff like this where they'll show like some stuff from Netflix, some stuff from Hulu, and try to like entice you to click on it or start a free trial or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I hate YouTube. Whenever I watch a video now, it like if I'm on my phone, it does it almost every goddamn time I launch the app. Do you want to try a month for free? No, I don't. Please stop.
How about now?
Uh-oh. Still don't want it.
But.
But what?
Are you sure? Cobra Kai season 2.
Yeah, man. I get that for free.
Oh.
Whoa. Arrow, as you guys know, is ending after season 8. Isn't it 8? Yeah. They're doing like a shortened season. And it's... I stopped watching it.
I'm not caught up on this on this season. Sidejoker coming in with a tier 2 sub 19 months in a row. Jesus Christ, thanks, man.
Yeah. And before that, I wanted to say Mother Bear also subscribed using Prime.
Nice. Sorry, that just came in and I heard it in my headphones. Also, there's a rumor going around that Supergirl might get canceled.
Mm.
Sorry, Byron also coming in right now. Sorry, with a 7-month resub with Twitch Prime. Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
And I can't say I'm surprised. The show has not done well, really, since its maybe first or second season. They've kind of been losing the audience as far as, because they keep switching up what night it's on. But that would make two of their shows ending within like the next year, and that just
they're replacing one with Bat. I mean, Batgirl.
Mm-hmm.
Is coming in, so that'll replace one. And then the spinoffs, they're talking about Arrow having spinoffs as well.
Yeah, I don't know, it just feels like this universe is coming to an end. And maybe it'll be like a, you know, same universe, new but with new characters sort of thing. But like,
they can keep the Flash around.
Well, yeah, but like, so it was recently announced that the actress who plays Felicity Smoke, was it Emily Bett Rickards, is leaving Arrow before season eight. Mm-hmm. So I guess this is her final season. And then Cisco over on Flash, that actor has also announced that he is leaving Flash. Mm-hmm. I think sometime next season. I don't know if they'll write him out by the end of this one or the next. So it's just, there's just stuff like that where it's like you're starting to lose your original cast members. It's weird that, like, why are you leaving before the show's over? Unless they are intentionally writing her. They're just treating it like it's her decision to leave or something. I don't know.
Could be. And so it's, yeah, I mean, those shows, Arrow, you know, it's just, it's lost steam. And now they're doing this time jump shit that I'm just not into. And leading up to me not watching anymore, Arrow was not wearing the mask anymore. He's working with the police. And I was just like, all right, we've run out of stories to tell.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I'm okay with it ending. I mean, you know,
me too.
It was a good show. What was, but yeah, they've kind of, I don't know. I feel like Greg Berlanti and the other creators of the shows, they're the ones who are in charge of, like, I mean, if you look at the TV shows they're responsible for and that their names are on, it is literally like, you know, Arrow, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, Supergirl, Doom Patrol, Titans, Riverdale, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and like the list goes on and on. Like, these motherfuckers do so many shows that I'm almost wondering, like, now I know they're not the writers for all these shows, but they are the producers, and I wonder if there is some, like, maybe they're a little too busy doing all these shows at once. Yeah. Or maybe they're focusing too much on one show, so they're letting some of these other shows kind of fall by the side as far as like what the writers are creating for their shows. Because, like, Sabrina, the second season of Sabrina, or second part of the season for Sabrina, has been fucking awesome. It's been really good.
Is that also a Greg Berlanti show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, yeah, so is Doom Patrol.
Doom Patrol's so good.
Doom Patrol's fucking awesome also.
Mm. Let that man get weird, because when he gets weird, shit gets good.
Yeah, when they're not restricted by, like, the cable TV or whatever, or even, like, network TV, whatever you call that, like... This shit's awesome. The stuff they put on, like, the streaming service and stuff. Because that was, even Titans, well, maybe not good story-wise, was brutal as fuck. Like, what stuff that we wanted to see, like, over on Arrow. It was like they finally got to do Arrow, but without Arrow. You know what I mean? It's like, well, finally, we can do some really cool fight scenes where people get fucked up. Well, we're doing Titans, so who's going to do that? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to what they announce. I hope Batgirl is going to be good, you know, and we'll see. Hey, Kev, can you hit that? You hit that drop for the movie pass?
Yeah, here you go. Wait, Movie Pass or
Movie Pass?
Okay. Movie Pass. That's as much as they got because they're two payments behind. Movie Pass.
I love the snap at the end.
I also love that, like, it cut out because your mic cut out, and it was perfect. It was almost like they couldn't even pay for the song coming to an end because they just ran out.
There you go. See, the effects make themselves.
Couldn't pay for the tape.
Well, guys, I was going to sign up for Cinemia after MoviePass went down, but then, of course, everyone knows the story. I guess they're in the same boat as MoviePass. They've run out of money. They're kind of breaking their bank, and now they're doing outages during opening weekend of movies, and they're facing some harsh criticism because they just did it to the movie Us by Jordan Peele, and they're not given a lot of, you know, customers information about it. They're also canceling accounts based on fraud, you know. And it seems like that's what their excuse they're using. So, once again, great concept, just didn't have enough money backing it to get enough people on board fast enough. You know, you sell it at a loss to try to build that member base up, and then you start making money, but they just didn't get enough on board. So I don't know how long this will last.
Probably not very long. It seems somebody's got to perfect the recipe eventually. And it seems like the movie companies themselves are doing it, like you said last week, with, you know, Alamo Drafthouse and AMC and Cinemark doing their own things. Yeah. It seems like that's successful for them. It seems like anyone from the outside is not going to have that kind of
when you have billions.
I was going to say, especially when you have theaters and stuff that are opting out of the services and stuff, where it's like, you know, yeah, maybe some AMC theaters do accept the Movie Pass or whatever, or Cinemia or whatever, but like maybe that one by you doesn't.
That's what happened with me.
But they do offer you their AMC pass, whatever it's called, you know, like that's why I feel like the independent, like, movie places are gonna have a better shot than like one overarching, like, oh, you can get it at whatever theater, but as long as it's within our, you know, scope of theaters that are partnered with us.
Yeah, that's the thing is, even AMC, I think we covered it last year, where it was just like AMC's gonna come after them because they're saying fuck you. Like, AMC hated MoviePass when it first happened, and they said they were gonna do anything in their might to shut them down.
Yeah, that's what they did. They made their own.
Speaking of losing money, Kev, go ahead and hit that new video game drop.
Video game drop.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Video game news drop. Go.
Oh, video game news. Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep. Video game news coming to you live. The budget's
low, guys. No, Kev, not that one. That was the rejected one.
Oh, my bad. That's the one I had in the pocket.
Yeah, yeah. We just need the video game news and analysis and, you know, the one that you did that we approved.
Oh, okay. Video game news and analysis. Okay, hold on. Let me go get that real quick.
You had a computer. You hit the play button. I don't understand.
Wop, 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 wop. Video game news and analysis. Wop, 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 wop. You hear it first.
All right.
He was really stuck on like a news theme when he was making these.
Kev, we're going to have you just stick to the Movie Pass one.
Okay. Small budget.
Yeah, I mean, except you hired Alex Jones to do that video game.
Hey, fuck you! Oh, what are you doing back there?
GameStop is losing a ton of money. In other news, water's wet.
I mean, for a while, they were on top of the world, and then that bubble burst, and it burst fucking hard.
Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, when you're losing, I mean, okay, I say they're losing a ton of money. They posted a net loss of $673 million. All right. They still made $8.29 billion.
Oh, yeah.
Like, come on. They're still making money. They just didn't make as much as last year.
Yeah, yeah, way to pull in Activision.
I mean, when your CEO makes $2 billion a year, I mean.
Wait, who's their CEO now?
I don't know.
This week. That's the thing. They have, I mean, like, once the bubble burst, like, management just jumped ship, and there's so much, like, just poor upper management, and it's getting worse. They, at one point, they were ahead of the curve, and now they're just falling behind. Especially the ThinkGeek purchase was good for an online basis, but throwing all that stuff in their store just cluttered it all up, and it took away the video game aspect of it, plus physical gaming almost becoming a thing of the past. So, digital. I mean, they've got a lot of things against them, and they're not doing a good job now. They don't have that great leadership that can steer them in the right direction anymore.
Yeah. Let's see. BioWare has admitted that the studio problems that's been in the news are real in an internal email. So, yeah. Essentially, did we talk about it last week with all the issues?
No, I don't. I think that came out later last week.
Was it? So essentially, there was an article on Kotaku that came out. They interviewed like 19 employees and former employees of BioWare who all gave the dirty on it and just said they tried to make the last fucking video game fail, which was
Dragon Age Inquisition.
They tried so hard to make that game fail to point out the issues with that company, and it was a huge success. And so they failed to do that, and then they talked about Anthem and how they didn't even know what this game was supposed to be, because the heads at EA were just like, we need this, here's a checklist. They put it all together, and towards the end of the game it started to take shape. Anthem wasn't even the name of the game. And mm-hmm. Anthem was put in last minute, and some shit story around the name Anthem was made because they couldn't get the trademark for the other name. Or it wasn't even a trademark either. It was somebody higher up at EA who goes, yeah, that name's not good. Let's go with Anthem because it sounds cool.
Pretty much. Yeah,
it was a complete shit show. And the whole thing, the reason why they were trying to get, they were hoping, I wouldn't say they were actively trying to get Dragon Age to fail, but they were hoping Dragon Age Inquisition would fail because of the labor they went through, all of the crunch time and like the poor practices that we've heard about now more over the last couple of years, you know, after Rockstar people started saying it. And it's just like that was, and it was at all three studios, and the fact that they even considered themselves like there was an A squad studio, B squad studio, and C squad, and the people working at the C squad obviously didn't feel very good about that. I mean, it was just poor treatment, and the upper management, once again, poor upper management, where they got by and they somehow were lucky with Dragon Age Inquisition because it was a fly by the seat of your pants, fly by night kind of decision making. And then they applied that to Anthem, and now they don't have that luck with the fly by night.
Well, they were saying that like a lot of their games that it's a thing that they actually call it in the studio, where it's like
the magic or something.
Yeah, by the BioWare magic, where these games like they fall into place as they're making it, and like, you know, like, oh, we don't have to worry about doing this stuff, it'll fall into place as we do it. And like, that was the problem with Anthem, is that like no one was making the calls to, well, this is what the story is going to be about, and this is what the game's going to be about. And it was just kind of like, it'll fall into place, it'll just happen. And mm-hmm. it never did. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
And what was crazy is that, like, yeah, they changed the name to Anthem like the week before E3, and they put that trailer together, that like teaser trailer, like the week before E3, and that most of the game development like was just that. It was just what we saw. Like, that was it. They showed that to like the project manager, like person in charge, and they're like, cool, looks good, let's show this at E3 next week. And then they did, and
yeah,
there was nothing. That most of the production on this game was done the last 18 months,
and they said that the Frostbite engine is the worst engine to use, like it's terrible for the RPG elements, and it's just bad. It's just a bad fucking company to be in right now. And a lot of it comes from, you know who, that wonderful publisher, developer, EA. Yay. They should have never fucking, they should have never sold themselves. I get it. Money's money. And the two doctors went off and lived a fucking on an island, maybe bought one. Jeez.
Yep.
Sucks. Yeah. R.I.P. BioWare.
It's a bummer to see. And this has been happening lately with Blizzard, BioWare. I mean, Activision has always been a bunch of dicks, but it sucks seeing these great publisher, once great publishers, Bethesda, once great publishers, now just like getting so royally fucked on their principles
developers?
Because of money. Yeah. Developers, publisher. Yeah. Developers.
Well, developers getting fucked over by the publishers. You know?
Yeah.
Because you got Blizzard. Blizzard still puts out really high quality stuff, but at the same time, Activision makes them do some weird shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same thing goes for anybody who's sold themselves to one of those. So, let's see. PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch are facing some legal investigation over online games and services in the UK. Because the UK only seems to be the only ones that fucking care. let's see. Because they're investigating the Competition and Markets Authority. We'll be looking at price hikes, number of games on an offered monthly subscription, Xbox for, you know, their on-site, cancellations and refunds, auto-renewals. Like, they just want to make sure that it's all on the up and up, which is wonderful. I don't have anything to say bad to say about the game selection because they give you a ton for your subscription. Mm-hmm. But I do think that refunds are an issue when it comes to digital sales on the console. I think that... you know, it can be better handled by all companies.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's good. It's good. I hope that they do that here in the States as well. I hope it covers it all. You know, good on you, UK. Mm-hmm. Even if you are losing, you know, a country.
Hopefully not.
let's see.
These are the same people that were like, nothing copyrighted could be uploaded to the internet.
Yeah, and they passed that law. Fucking idiots.
Yeah, because that's gonna happen.
The UK, somehow now worse than America. Mm-hmm. I love you.
Who'd have thought we'd be here for
that? I love all you fans. But I just want to say, y'all were talking a lot of shit when Trump got elected, and now look at where you guys are at.
We both have our hold my beer moment.
Join us. Join us down here. In the pit.
Oh, shit. Let's see. The Xbox Game Pass Ultimate seems to be happening. It's going to be $15 per month. It includes the Xbox Live Gold and Game Pass.
Whew. Okay.
Are you okay with that, Kev? Are you going to pay that?
Well, it's funny because I literally just updated my gold like last week. But, I mean, I would do this for $15 a month because I like the Game Pass. I think it's full of great games plus access to all the Microsoft games. Like, yeah, I mean, you know, just do it $15 a month and I think it'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there was a better deal. You know, like I got my, during Christmas, I got the Game Pass like 6 months for $30. So, yeah, I mean, it's.
Well, you could say goodbye to that. That deal's not going to happen again.
If it does, I'll take advantage of it again because, man. I like Game Pass. Like I said, I think it's better than the PS4 version. What, the PS4 on or whatever the hell it's called.
Oh, yeah, because you can actually download your games.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess you could download PS4 games now on the PS, but not the PS3.
But getting, like, day one games, you know, like Crackdown 3, and all that
those
stuff.
Those are fantastic. That's fantastic stuff. Borderlands, guys, it's been in the news because they signed, well, the publisher 2K signed an exclusive deal with the Epic Game Store to be a 6-month exclusive before going to Steam. And guess what, everybody? All the internet got all mad because they have to install something new.
All the internet?
All of the
3%
of the internet.
A bunch of bots.
And a bunch. Yeah. I was pissed at first because I had the whole collection on my Steam account and I was pissed off about it until kind of I realized too what they're trying to do with the cross platform play, and they announced that Borderlands 3 would have cross platform play.
Kev, I wouldn't say you were pissed. You were irate. You were going on and on about fuck them. I'm not buying this fucking game. Fuck, I'm protesting. Everybody protest.
I didn't go all there.
I can look at the texts.
No, yeah, pull them up. Put them on the stream. There is no. I just hate exclusivity. I hate that we still live in an age, and especially now that it's coming to PC. PC's been such a like a sacred
coming
ground.
To PC.
As far as like exclusivity.
It's not though.
No, now
it's,
that
it's
other
not exclu-
now that you have
I mean it's
Steam
it's
a, getting exclusive games
dude, that's
over
like going,
Epic.
I just told I said it in I what I'm what did I say it last week? If you're gonna be exclusive on console, it costs you at least $500 to get a game. On PC, it costs you 2 seconds to download a goddamn another game service. Who fucking cares?
Right.
Seriously.
And that's what I was talked down to that as well. I'm just saying that, yeah, I mean, now that it's with cross compatibility in mind, I'm cool with it being on Epic or whatever, as long as I only have to buy one copy, because I want to play with my wife on Xbox, but I also want to play with you guys on PC, and I would rather just stick on like buy the PC version and be able to do all of that. So
they're looking into it. Randy Pitchford said that he loves the fact that they went with Epic because of the fact that they can, and Epic is invested in doing cross-play with PC and with the consoles, and that's something that is possible, you know, without going through Microsoft.
Yeah.
But Rocket League is Steam, and you can play with people on other stuff.
It's using the Unreal Engine, though, isn't it?
Look at how long it also took.
Well, but it didn't take long. Remember that time? Okay,
yeah, as long as
we've been able to play it, I feel like we've been able to play with PlayStation users. Mm-hmm. And then that one day, they're like, "Oh, whoops, we accidentally turned on the let you play with Xbox people. Our bad."
Yeah,
and then it was because the problem wasn't them; it was whoever. Like, no, we're not going to do cross platform with them. But it was apparently just like a really simple checkbox somewhere in a form online.
Yeah,
but it's also, I think, I believe that, you know, that was on developer side as to where I want to say that Epic wants to release tools to actually do that for their games instead of leaving it to the developer, so it's really easy to make that happen. So, could be wrong, but I would say that would be a factor.
Looking at Rocket League, it was using, it is built in the Unreal Engine 3. So, and there's talks of it maybe coming to the making an Unreal 4 version too.
Of Rocket League?
Yeah, I would love Rocket League. And I mean, I love Rocket League now.
I love Rocket League.
I was reading it as I was saying it. I kept seeing so many R's.
So, yeah,
isn't there firmware problems with Epic Games as Blue Duck, Gold Duck? Yeah, there's some shit. I mean,
It's been disproven that there's no spyware problems with Epic Games. Like that's the rumor thing that went through all the internet and everything. Epic CEO came out and said, "We have many investors," because somebody was like pissed off that they found a file that looks at your Steam library and all that, and it looks into the friends' IDs and all that shit. And then they also saw that recently a Chinese company is investing in Epic. And so the whole internet went off and was just like, "Oh, well, now we're selling our data to China," which I really enjoy because of the fact that people want to bitch about this, but then they don't bitch about when social media and all their social media and their personal data and their credit from their credit cards and from what they spend from finance to everything gets purchased by third party and sold all the way around the world. But this is what you choose to stand on and be like, "No, it stops at my video game library."
No.
Just projecting, I guess.
Well, those are the people that probably spend all their money like Japanese fuck games on Steam.
Is that a category? Japanese fuck game? I'm going to go check that out on my Steam.
Yeah, do it. I'm sure you'll find some.
Maybe I shouldn't. I don't want that to show up in my looking for like referrals.
No, I don't want China to know.
China didn't know shit about my Japanese fuck games. God damn it.
No, but I mean, one of the things that we talked about, I think, in our chat also is that, you know, they had like this list breaking down like what Steam had versus what Epic Games has as far as like friends list, message boards, all that stuff. And it's important to remember that the Epic Game Store is super fucking new, and Steam has been around for like 20 years, mm-hmm. right? Like, so if we went back to Steam's day one, I promise you it didn't have any of the shit that you were expecting Epic to have right now.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, they probably could have spent some time in development to make sure that it did have the things that, like, you know, to match. But at the same time, like, they probably didn't know it was going to be this big for, like, I promise you when they were developing Fortnite, they had no fucking clue what they were doing and that it was going to be what it is now. It wasn't until they added the Battle Royale mode.
Oh yeah, Fortnite was a bomb when it came out. Like, I mean, basically, I think Jer had it because Mo bought him a copy, and that was it. It was like Jer and Mo playing Fortnite.
They were the only ones.
Yeah,
and they released the Battle Royale, and blew
I got
up.
The I had a key, a developer, or whatever they called, not a developer key, but a key to test the game or whatever, and that was like about a month before the Battle Royale mode came out, and I was like, this game's not for me, and then I did like two matches of Battle Royale and I was like, this game's not for me. But yeah, like at that time, that was really all that they had. And because of that, like because of the Battle Royale mode, like just taking off, like they've been able to really expand their store now to offer, you know, other games on it. And so, yeah, the fact that this has been thrown together within the last year and a half and they're already getting all these exclusives and stuff, that's incredible. And it will get the features that Steam has. So, yeah, it's one of those.
Yeah, they've already released the roadmap for most of the features that are needed, like cloud saves and all that shit.
Yeah, but, so it's like they're doing fine. They're going to get there. Yeah. And, yeah, the fact they have to download another client, who fucking hell.
And then Tim Sweeney already came out about that, you know, to finish up the chat about the spying and all that. He came out, he posted a fucking a blog post that went through everything. It was just like, the only reason why we talk to Steam is to import your friends. I am the majority shareholder at Epic. I don't show any investors data. It stays in-house. And, you know, he went through this whole list of everything of all the concerns. But, of course, people don't want to look at the facts. They just want to bitch.
Well, of course.
So, anywho, so they're pissed off about that. But, you know, the Randy Pitchford even came out and said to a what's it called? He came out on Twitter after he saw the review bombing on Steam. And he was essentially, to sum it up, he goes, it makes me kind of happy that 2K's decision. It makes me want to reconsider Gearbox's publishing their current, you know, all their current games on the platform, on Steam.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, was it like 2 weeks ago we were talking about how Steam was like, we're going to stop all these, you know, review bombings and stuff. We're going to stop people being able to go in and just destroy a game's reviews because of something unrelated. Like, we're going to stop that. And then here it is happening, and Steam and Valve are doing jack shit. They're not deleting those. Yeah. Because they're like, we're going to delete, you know, if we can look at a time period and we can see, like, this is when it started and this is what it's about, and we can just delete all of them. We can just delete that day, and just that way it doesn't affect the game. And they have done jack shit for Borderlands 3.
The funny thing about it is that overall, you know, Steam, I love Steam. I have all my games there. It's great. They offer a lot of great things. I don't want to make it seem like it's I'm just shitting on them. But we've come to a point that nobody could touch Steam as a store. And so they could run it the way they wanted. The developers had no power. They were taking a 30 fucking percent cut on game sales. What have you done for that 30% other than host it on your servers? And so it, you can see the frustration with these developers, because they're like, you know, Epic comes along and out the gate, it's become a fucking juggernaut of a store that can compete with Steam. And I think it's pissing people off, because now all of a sudden the competition is pushing Steam to a point where they have to do something. And by offering developers, they take a 12% cut instead of a 30. They're giving people, you know, money for exclusivity. They're giving away free games every month, and pretty good ones. The store is going to compete with time. And sorry, I sneezed. And I'm all for it. Like, I'm all for the competition. So I don't have any problem with it installing another. I let go of all that shit when Origin came out. When Origin came out and I had to buy all my EA games on that, I just said, all right, fuck it. Whatever. Like, it is what it is.
Yep. And the fact that there's games that, like, you can buy through Steam, but you still have to have, like, Uplay.
Mm-hmm.
Like Assassin's Creed or Far Cry or
Division
or anything. Any of those Ubisoft games.
Exactly.
That's like a weird, and that sucks too, because, like, you know how Jer and I share libraries, so if one of us has a Ubisoft game and the other one doesn't, we can see it and we can install it, but we can't play it because it goes to the Uplay launcher and it shuts you down right there.
Yeah. Which may have been their whole point. Like, no.
So anyways, that's our show and that's our stand on it. I know it's a hot topic. Everyone keeps talking about it. So that's our opinion. And it may not be yours, and that's okay. But you should share your opinion with us over on Discord or Twitter or anywhere else. That way we can have a nice, healthy conversation about how you're fucking wrong.
God damn.
Whoa.
I'm Jeremy.
Are you forgetting something? Hmm. Or does that go first and then we say, hey, I'm Doug. Fuck it.
I'm Kevin.
Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.